Hello, on this edition of Learn More, COVID-induced lockdowns has had a lasting effect on how we live and work. Many are still working from home, at least for a few days a week. Children and parents also experience schools moving to online lessons. Like online working, remote teaching comes with advantages as it allows far more flexibility. The Geneva School, the Institut International de Lancy, is launching pure online program, which will allow children to follow their unique bilingual curriculum. I'm joined today by Marie Galmiche, who's head of secondary, English secondary at IAL, and also Amélie Rocher, who is online primary leader. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, Mark.
So in a few minutes, we'll take a look at how online learning changes depending on the age of the child. But first, let's start off with a broad overview. And starting off with a simple question, really, I think, what sort of family do you think will be attracted to home online learning?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for the question. The families that we think will be interested in our program are families who might be living in places that are remote from big international schools with this sort of international open-minded program. Also children who may be busy with high-level sports or artistic
Endeavors. I mean, you know, perhaps, you know, kids who have a career, actually. Some do, as you say, sports or in the entertainment industry. So this is something that could be attracted to them.
Yes, children who want to develop those skills and still keep in touch with the schooling. So we would be in a position to offer something in parallel to that. And also families who have an extensive professional mobility and move a lot for their jobs.
Right. So, Marie, I'll ask you this, though. We can see that flexibility is most certainly an advantage of home learning, but are there any other advantages?
Yes, lots of advantages. Also, children, if they join IAL online, they will receive a high-quality education. And this is an education also tailor-made. So it will be made according to their needs, according to what to their languages, because they have a lot of choices. So you have a lot of options. This is really a program that can be made according to the needs of the students.
Okay, now I can imagine when you've got the child at home online in the middle of the middle of a school day, as it were, online. Parents, what role do parents play when the child is at home but at school?
So the role of the parents will be very different according to the age of the child.
Right.
Obviously, the younger, the more help will be required, and the older, the less help will be needed. Typically for a 7-8-year-old child, what we would ask the parents, we would ask them to make sure that the children have all their equipment ready, that they have their iPads, that it's charged, that they have a notebook ready, that they also have a working space that's adapted for their home learning. So we really ask of children and parents to make sure that there is a specifically designed area in the house or in the home or in the wherever they are that's specifically dedicated to their online learning.
Okay, so I can see that being important, you know, the fact that the child has a space. This is where I'm at school, where they sit there.
It is as well as important to mention that it's not because you're in an online program that you have to be in front of the screen from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So you always have some sessions where you are online, but the children, they also have the time to work independently, to work on their own.
Right.
So the parents, they will have to make sure that the children, they respect their daily routine and the daily schedule.
Now, I am pretty convinced we would not be sitting here having this conversation about this program if it wasn't for COVID, because of course that's what then launched a lot of schools going online. What lessons, let's say initially during the lockdowns, did the school learn about how to run an online program like this?
We were very lucky at IAL because we were ready within a day to provide online learning for our students. So it took us one day to meet with all the teachers and to prepare everything so that the students could very quickly connect to the lessons. So the students didn't miss lessons. That was a very good experience. And as you said, this was something that started the IL Online, because we realized that we were quite good at it. And then we thought we should expand it to now to also to IL Online and not just for COVID.
Now, I know one of the things that some people might be worried about is the fact that school is not necessarily, perhaps one would argue, just for education, for learning, for classes. It's also for socialization. It's for kids to meet other kids and to learn how to get on with each other and meet new different people from different backgrounds and environments. Is this something that the kids will miss out on with an online course?
So our children will be online for certain to do their lessons, but they will also have a life outside of their online education. And the teachers who will be facing the children every day will be reminding the children how important it is, but also they will also build and share on their social interactions outside of their online learning, for starters. So during the weekend, in the evening, in the afternoon, in their sports activities, and so on. But the other thing is the workspace, the digital learning space that we have put in place for the children is very much in line with the what we call the 21st century skills, which are based on collaboration. And we have our tools allow for the children to collaborate with other children online. So they will be able to exchange, to discuss, to explain, to debate, and have this social interaction online as well as outside of hours.
So within the program, as you say, they can, there's space then for them to talk to each other and discuss
Absolutely,
a project
100%.
Or discuss things. Okay.
Yes, 100%.
And they will know each other's, because the program starts with 2 days on campus at the beginning of the school year, and the program ends with 2 days on campus as well. So the students, they will know each other's. If for any reason you can't attend those 2 days, the school will provide you with the iPad, then we can send you the material where you are on the planet.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much. We'll be coming back with Marie and Emily in just a few moments, where we'll talk about how online teaching can change depending on the age of the child. That's all to come in the next few moments. Hello and welcome back to Learn More. Today, we're discussing online learning. The Institut International de Lancy in Geneva is developing a new online-only section called IIL Online. Now, a few moments ago, we looked at the general pros and cons of online learning, but the experience of the child, parents, and the educators can change dramatically depending on the age of the child. I'm joined again by Marie Galmiche and Amélie Rocher, who are behind IIL Online. So let's start with online learning and the fact that, Marie and Emily, that you're in Geneva right now. And of course, this is for a program for kids who could be, I would say, anywhere in the world. Or what are the limitations there?
We do have limitations at the moment, so we can have students, if they're within the time zone, minus 6 hours, plus 6 hours from Geneva. But we are extending the program, so probably next year we will also extend those time zones.
Because that covers quite a large surface area of the planet, frankly, plus minus 6 hours, doesn't it? So that's a very broad range. So let's look at the ages, though. At what age does your program start, and up until when?
Our program starts from the age of 7.
Right.
We deliberately chose sort of halfway through primary so that our children can join when they can read and write already.
Right.
So from 7 years old. And we are looking at extending this and taking children slightly younger, but this not this year, potentially next year.
Right. So the first age, so it's really put into two blocks, isn't it? 7 to 11 for the primary.
Yes, 7 to 11 for primary.
And then after that, secondary?
And after that, they go to secondary.
Exactly, from 11 to 13 years of age, which means year 7 and year 8 at the moment.
So what difference then, what difference for the online learning experience of the child is there between those two sections? So the 7-11 is going to get a different experience from those aged between 11 and 13.
So from 7 years old, when they start in primary, we try to keep the same format as in the in-school learning in terms of how many teachers will be facing the child, depending whether they choose the bilingual program or the monolingual program, they will have one or two teachers max. So this is to make sure that the teacher can build a relationship with their younger pupils and know them well and can support them in their learning, which is different from secondary, where they need a lot more support when they're younger. So this would be the main difference, just one teacher looking after them.
As I think, you know, we would remember from perhaps our own school days, you know, and when you're younger, it's one teacher, and then as you get older, the teachers then have their specializations.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So then secondary, and that's the bell. And then secondary is going to be different. So then you got so that the child will actually then have different teachers.
Yes, exactly. And the children, they can also choose the language, if they want to have the lessons taught in French or taught in English or both. So according to the level of proficiency, they can choose either French or English. And maybe important to mention, in secondary, we're delivering math, science, history, geography, modern languages, and on request, additional subjects such as art, music, or even sport.
Okay, sport online. That's interesting.
Yes, yeah. We did it during COVID and it was a success.
Okay, all right, good. Now, certainly when it comes to older kids, up to 13, which is where the program ends at the moment, we'll look at this in a moment, how do you judge the progress the child is making? How can you tell that they actually are learning something? You know, because that's obviously, parents will obviously want to know that.
Yes, of course. Of course, this is the basics. The same way you would do in the classroom, you would set out assignments for the children, tasks that they have to realize online, and they would then discuss with you their answers. You would also, luckily now we have very, very good tools online that allow us to set assignments to children and review their progress through these. And it works already in class, even without online learning, and there's nothing stopping us from using the same tools online. So this is pretty, it works really well.
Okay, now.
And there are two report cards issued per year. So it's the same as if you're here in school. So parents will be receiving two report cards per year, and they will be in contact with the teachers also constantly, so to have feedback.
Right.
It's important to mention that.
So the parents are able to contact the teachers and say, so how's Johnny doing then?
Exactly.
Right, okay.
And also, in the weekly schedule, there is a day in primary where it's only dedicated to one-to-one support between the teacher and the pupil. So any review of learning, anything can be addressed during that weekly scheduled meeting.
Okay. Now, I know there's going to be a big question here, and so this is where sometimes perhaps some areas of the educational world needs to catch up. Now, at the moment, your program will take kids up to the age of 13. But of course, after that, then they're really starting to head into serious exam mode time, with the taking exams that will actually make a big difference. How are we doing there with kids being able to take exams remotely, like the IB or the BAC or whatever it might be?
So we are using for IELTS Online a tool that make it possible to do exams assessments online. But this is only possible up to year 8 at this moment. The IB or the IGCSEs or the exam boards, they do not allow at the moment to take the exams online. But everything is evolving, so maybe by the time, if you start now, if your child is 7 or 8, you start now, by the time he gets to the IB, maybe we will have the possibility to do it online, I don't know. But we are ready to expand the program beyond year 8, and at some point maybe to also, it might be also possible to take exams online.
Okay.
At the moment, it's not possible.
But it's something that, I mean, you know, you feel that really the exam boards have to get with the program, ready with this, and perhaps move themselves into the 21st century, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of demand for people to start taking exams online in this new connected world that we're living in right now.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're saying that's about, see, if you can start with the child young now in your program, by the time they get to 13, while of course I understand you're not making any promises, the hope is that actually, you know, the program would have extended by then.
Yes, absolutely. We're looking at our second phase already next year, third phase after that, and we have things ready. We've got the tools. We've got the digital workspace. We have the curriculum and the mindset as well, because our school is an innovative school and one of the first one here to have had iPads and the technology, and being innovative is a mindset, and this is reflected in this online IAL online program.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much indeed. That was Marie Elmish from IAL, was joined with Amelie Rocher. They're behind IAL online. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to their website right now, which is online.iil.ch. You can check out all the details there, online.iil.ch.